The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard about. If today's been quite unfairo to you, then I'll be sure to get you back in the mood with some intriguing animal facts of mine. In case you haven't guessed, we're talking about the Faroe Eagle Owl today. So swoop on in if you haven't already, as we've got a lot to talk about. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The Faroe Eagle Owl is a nocturnal owl that thrive in arid, rocky environments across North Africa and the Middle East, including deserts, plains, and mountainous areas with cliffs and crevices alike. Did you know that you can determine the time of day when an owl goes to hunt just by looking into their eyes? It's all to do with the colour. Yellow eyes mean that the owl is diurnal, meaning that they're quite the early birds, being active during the day. Eyes that are as orange as the rising or setting sun means that the owl is active around dusk and dawn. And black eyes are perfect for nocturnal night owls who only hunt during the dead of night. The Faroe Eagle Owl is fairly well known for its patchy plumage, pale creamy white underparts, which provides excellent camouflage, allowing them to blend into their deserted dust bowl of a domain. And let's not forget those large orange-yellow eyes that give the bird excellent vision of their surroundings, able to spot prey such as small rodents from huge distances. The only downside to this is that because they're so far-sighted, they struggle to see anything up close to them. You know, if owls learned how to use glasses, they'd be unstoppable. Since I'm winging it in this presentation, why don't I talk about their wingspan? These feathered pharaohs have quite a big set of wings, reaching up to 120 to 140 centimetres in length, quite big for such a small bird. And what's bigger and better is the fact that these creatures, and many owls in general, are masters of silent flight. Thanks to special feathers that muffle any kind of ruffle that their flaps may produce, allowing them to approach prey completely undetected. And if you're still tutting, then come on! How's about I tell you how the Faroe Eagle Owl got its name? Specifically the Faroe part. Well, it dates all the way back to Egyptian times, where certain animals were worshipped as gods. Cats, dogs, crocodiles and cows alike. Although no owls were involved in any idolisation, there was a goddess called Seshat, who was linked to knowledge, afterlife and the night sky, as they say. And she was often depicted with an owl on her head, hinting that she may have been a bit of an egghead, eh? Regardless, the Faroe Eagle Owl must have reflected its historical association with ancient Egypt and its slightly kooky inhabitants. But hey, that's just a theory, a podcast theory. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.